the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
One of you has texted in to say, who remembers the Epstein files? Anybody? Could this be an enormous distraction, the activity of Donald Trump in recent days, to get away from the information that keeps coming out of the Epstein files? Let's just hear a little bit more of Donald Trump and Air Force One yesterday, issuing various threats and warnings to many countries.
Colombia is very sick too, run by a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States. And he's not going to be doing it very long, let me tell you.
What does that mean? He's not going to be doing it very long.
He's not doing it very long. He has cocaine mills and cocaine factories. He's not going to be doing it very long.
So there will be an operation by the U.S.
It sounds good to me. And Cuba is ready to fall, you know?
Yes.
Cuba looks like it's ready to fall. I don't know if they can hold out. But Cuba now has no income. They got all of their income from Venezuela. From the Venezuelan oil. They're not getting any of it. And Cuba literally is ready to fall. And you have a lot of great Cuban Americans that are going to be very happy about this.
Are you considering U.S. action in Cuba?
I think it's just going to fall. I don't think we need any action. It looks like it's going down. It's going down for the count. You ever watch a fight?
I have.
They go down for the count. And Cuba looks like it's going down. By the way, you have to do something with Mexico. Mexico has to get their act together because they're pouring through Mexico, and we're going to have to do something. We'd love Mexico to do it. They're capable of doing it, but unfortunately, the cartels are very strong in Mexico. We need Greenland from a national security situation. It's so strategic. Right now, Greenland is covered with Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security, and Denmark is not going to be able to do it, I can tell you.
Just some of what Donald Trump said on Air Force One. Let's get a little bit more. This is how he said U.S. oil had been stolen by Venezuela.
And the oil companies are going to go in and rebuild their system. They're going to spend billions of dollars and they're going to take the oil out of the ground and we're taking back what they stole. Remember, they stole our property. It was the greatest theft in the history of America. Nobody has ever stolen our property like they have. They took our oil away from us. They took the infrastructure away. And all that infrastructure is rotted and decayed. And the oil companies are going to go in and rebuild it. We're not going to spend very much money at all, if anything. But the oil companies are going to go, we're going to take our oil back. But we're going to also do things that, when you look at what he did, the drugs are terrible. But also terrible, he sent hundreds of thousands of people into our country.
If you had to sum up Operation Absolute Resolve, would you say that it was about oil or it was about regime change?
It's about peace on Earth.
How is a peace on Earth?
Peace on Earth. We've got to have peace. It's our hemisphere. The Monroe Doctrine was very important when it was done, and other presidents, a lot of them, they lost sight of it. I didn't. I didn't lose sight. But it really is. It's peace on Earth. Thank you very much.
Carl Thomas, your opinion on all of this, please.
Well, first, Matt, I hope you had a happy Christmas and we'll have a very prosperous new year. And thank you again for the privilege of being on your great radio station.
Delighted to have you, Cal, and a happy new year to you. But is it going to be a happy new year for us? Your opinions, please, on what your president is doing.
Well, I'm about to give them, but I was just setting you up first. I think it's important to look at the indictment of Nicolas Maduro. It says, for over 25 years, leaders of Venezuela have abused their positions of public trust and corrupted once legitimate institutions to import tons of cocaine into the United States. And I say in my column for tomorrow, Maduro oversaw an attack on America that was as deadly as a military attack in a conventional war by all of the drugs that he helped to smuggle in. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said on one of several shows yesterday, Sunday shows, that the Biden administration also offered a massive reward for Maduro's arrest, but they just failed to bring him in. I think as far as the oil is concerned, Maduro stole a lot of these profits from his people. Venezuela went from one of the richest countries in the world to 165th in the Economic Freedom Index. That's near North Korea. So I think think for this and a whole lot of other reasons, it was a good operation, beautifully executed. And as the Washington Post, a no friend of Donald Trump, said in an editorial, a major victory for American interests.
Drugs and oil are the two things you focused on there. So, Cal, I'm going to play to you a little bit more of Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He was on with George Stephanopoulos on television yesterday. And he was asked about America's different approach to Nicolas Maduro and Juan Orlando Hernandez, the former president of Honduras, who Trump recently released from a 45-year prison sentence after being convicted of drug trafficking.
Case of Maduro, look, it's very simple. This guy was indicted. No one ever did anything about it. He didn't think he was under threat or that the
Hernandez
indictment was ever going to be enforced. It was enforced yesterday.
Hernandez was convicted by a jury.
I understand. You're asking me. The pardon authority is something that, you know, I'm not involved in my role. I'm not criticizing it. I can't just comment on it because I just wasn't involved in those deliberations.
Do you support it?
I wasn't involved in those deliberations. I haven't looked at the case file. I haven't looked at the arguments made by, you know, I've got a bunch of other things going on that are within my purview as Secretary of State and National Security Advisor, but pardons aren't one of them. So I can't comment on a case that, frankly, I'm aware of, but not deeply and familiar with, and I don't want to comment on something that I haven't had a chance to be involved in reviewing the file and the rationale behind it.
So this guy who's convicted is pardoned by Trump. And now charges are brought against Maduro, who's kidnapped from his own country by the American administration, despite the fact it's pretty well established, Cal, that very little cocaine was actually getting to the United States via Venezuela. If anything, the drugs been moved from Colombia through Venezuela were heading over to Africa on way to Europe. So how can you explain releasing a convicted felon and then going to another country to extract that country's president to face charges in New York?
Well, I agree with your premise, Matt. But I would say that, of course, the presidential power is absolute. Bill Clinton did the same thing with people who had been convicted of drug charges. You may not like them, but it's in the Constitution that the president's power is absolute. Yes, I think it's hypocritical. And yes, I think it was the wrong decision to make. But I'm not president, and I don't have that power one way or the other.
But the presidential powers don't allow him to go and essentially snatch a president of another country from its capital. Susie Wiles, chief of staff, recently made it quite clear that if there was to be any action taken against Venezuela, it would have to be done via Congress. And various congressional figures are furious that this has been decided by Trump without authorization and despite many promises that he would not do so, Cal.
Well, if Congress had been told in advance, you can bet it would have been leaked to the New York Times and the operation would not have been a success.
Sorry, the New York Times and Washington Post was aware in advance of this operation and deliberately did not publish.
I have not seen that.
Okay, Marion McKeown, what do you make of everything that's happened?
Well, where to start with this? Well, first off, Marco Rubio, either Marco Rubio or Donald Trump have been flat out lying about this pardon in that case of Juan Hernandez. As you said, the leader that the Drug Enforcement Agency in America and the CIA and all the agencies worked so hard to bring to justice, to get prosecuted correctly and to serve that 45-year sentence, which Trump allowed him out of prison after a year. Trump said repeatedly he was advised by Marco Rubio. He said, I don't know who this guy is, but I was told he got a bad deal. And he named Marco Rubio as one of the key people whose advice he took in making his decision to pardon Hernandez. So, you know, this is all utter nonsense. They can't even get their story straight. Now, I'm really concerned about this. It's very complex legal ground. It's very murky because, you know, if America's saying, well, he's not the head of Venezuela, he's not the president of Venezuela, he's not legitimate, therefore we can arrest him like any citizen, bring him in the warrant, except for we're bringing in 15,000 military on boats around Venezuela to do so. So on the one hand, they're trying to say this is this brilliant military operation. On the other, they're saying, oh, no, he's just a regular citizen. He's not a leader. He doesn't get any special rights or anything. We're just bringing him in like any ordinary criminal. But as you just said, Venezuela is regarded by all of the drug experts, not me, but all the people in American intelligence as a bit player, as irrelevant, that they have nothing to do with fentanyl, although Trump keeps saying that they do. And so clearly it is about the oil. But there was no oil stolen. Now, we can go into the 100-year history of American oil interests in Venezuela. There were court-ordered sort of sanctioned settlements of about $1 billion ordered for two of the big American three companies who were there. They were in the process of being paid. Then the sanctions came in. They may owe them some money. They didn't steal any American land or property. It belonged to Venezuela. But my biggest concern about all this is that Trump has seen this. He's on his sugar high now. He's seen this big success that he watched on TV. He's so excited about it. Trump never opposed interventions in Iraq or other places on grounds of issues of sovereignty or democracy or any humanitarian grounds. It was like, why didn't we get the oil? Why didn't we get the transaction to work for us? And I think now that, as I say, he's on this sugar high, he's had a big success. It's all over TV. He's getting all these plaudits, that he's going to do this over and over again. And I think the recklessness here, where he said pretty much we can do whatever we want, where he said we're going to run this country. Rubio then said, we meant we're going to run their policy. So they're going to treat the vice president, who's now acting president, as a sort of a governor of a failed 51st state, saying you do what we say, like a mafia boss. Like, they take out the owner of a shop and then they say to the manager, you run the way we want or you're next. It's all mind boggling, and it's clearly illegal and it clearly violates every international law. But the problem is, as Trump said, who's going to stop him? Who's going to stop him?
Well, that's what I was just going to say to you, Marion. You say they can't get their story straight or they can't get the legalities right. It doesn't seem to matter, does it? Because they can just, who's going to stop them?
Yeah, and this is, and we've seen the European Union's response, their mealy-mouthed response. And, I really think Trump is probably looking at Greenland saying, yeah, I can do it. Who's going to stop me? Because he pretty well has said that. And also, let us not forget that courtesy of the US Supreme Court, a US president can no longer, anything a US president does now while they're in power is legal. Their presidential immunity covers all presidential acts. So basically, the international community hasn't got the guts or indeed the equipment to stop Trump or the military prowess or anything else. But neither does America's internal legal system. So we're really at a point where we've never been before. And also, can we just say, and we know this, that American adventures, even when they're well meant in other countries, they never end well. Clinton went into, let's not forget, Haiti at 30 years ago, with good intentions, and just unleashed a 30-year chapter of fresh misery there. It didn't help America. And when America goes in with malign intent like this, as with Iraq, and for trumped-up reasons, it ends even worse. And also, a big PS here, the American oil companies, and they were canvassed before this, would you go back in if you were able to? And they said, no, thanks. And we know this. We know that Exxon and ConocoPhillips both said, no, you're okay. We're not going back in. It will take And one of the stats I saw today from several experts in the business is that it would cost $100 billion and take a decade to get Venezuela to a level of production that would be profitable. And that would be assuming a stable government the whole way through.
Okay,
so
let me go back to
Cal. Going to do this?
Cal, a large part of Trump coming to power was his promise to the MAGA mob, no more wars. That America was going to concentrate on making America great again and forgetting about what goes on in the rest of the world. So how can he justify intervention in Venezuela, threats to essentially do the same to Colombia, and veiled threats that if Mexico doesn't do what he wants, he might actually look there as well?
Well, American interventionism isn't always bad, Matt. I give you Eastern Europe, free because mostly American and British interventionism. I think you're right about wars, but I don't see this as a war. I see this as a police action. I think it also could produce additional benefits to the United States when it comes to terrorism. The Ayatollah Khamenei, according to the Sunday Times yesterday, is said to be making plans to flee to Moscow if these demonstrations by people who are sick of the religiously fanatic regime in Tehran begin to get to a level that he's not comfortable with. So apparently he relies more on Vladimir Putin than he does Allah.
Well, let me ask you something else, Cal, about what Donald Trump is talking about, and that is that he needs Greenland. And you have people like Stephen Miller's wife, Katie, putting up the map of Greenland covered in the American flag. Whatever you talk, there's no dictatorship in Greenland. There's no drugs been exported from Greenland to the United States. No. Do you think it's legitimate for your president, who has also been tweeting about this type of thing, to be threatening a fellow member of NATO with the annexation of its land?
No, I don't. But I do think a debate needs to be had, since China and Russia already have a significant presence there, and it is a strategic location. This is something that needs to be debated in Congress. It needs to be debated among the American people when it comes to elections. And I think that is an important piece of land. But no, I don't think that a unilateral declaration of annexation is the right thing for the president to do.
Well, of course, Marion, Russian and Chinese ships may be in the area, as is suggested, and submarines, as are American ships. But as we were hearing earlier in the program from Tom Cartenson in Denmark, America already has a base in Greenland, has dramatically reduced its force on that island, but has been given every opportunity to increase it again if it wants to do so.
This is the bizarre thing. America is talking about Chinese ships and Russian ships going past their submarines, but it's there. It's on the island. It has a military presence, as you say, that it can upscale any time it wants on the island. So really, what more does it want? This is clearly not about security. It has, like, you know, Europe is happy to work with it, and Denmark is happy to work with America to boost its security presence any time it wants. This is about the rare earth minerals and the fact that the ice cap is melting, and they think that this probably will make them more accessible and cheaper. But if I may just digress here, Matt, I'm just looking at the charges that Maduro has just pleaded guilty to, four charges, including drug terrorism conspiracy, cocaine importation conspiracy, and I'm laughing at this one, possession of machine guns and destructive devices. We know that in America, it's no crime anywhere to possess an assault weapon of any, or as many of them as you want. I mean, even these charges seem a little bizarre to me. This whole, as I say, I just find it really worrying, because there is no, the international world order, such as it is, it was always pretty flimsy and relied on the goodwill of countries, particularly America as its leader and its beacon, to uphold it and to give it credibility and to buttress it. And now Trump has just torn the whole thing up and is basically saying to the world, watch me, you know, like, try and stop me. And I think we're really in a very new place at the moment. I don't think it's a good place at all.
Cal, you were always concerned about Joe Biden's fitness to govern. Do you think Donald Trump is compos mentis?
No, I don't. I mean, you have to, I would prefer, and I said this during the Biden administration, an independent, non-political doctor or set of physicians to conduct these cognitive tests and other tests on the president. I think if you want to do a credibility test, then just hearing from the White House doctor alone, whether it with Biden or Clinton or anybody or Trump, is not enough to quell public concerns about these things. Now, Trump repeats himself a lot. He says a lot of things that are not true. But that can be true of a lot of politicians, but I think no more so than him. He does it more than anybody. And I would be much in favor of an independent medical assessment of his cognitive abilities. I think every president, and I think it was Nikki Haley who said this, over 65 should have these kind of tests.
But we're not going to get that, are we, Marion?
I don't think there's any chance of that. No, I mean, we've heard all about Trump's wonderful MRIs. And as I say, he doesn't even know which part of his body is being scanned, but he knows that he gets 10 out of 10 for whether it's his brain or God knows what else. I don't think so. So I think we're just, it's just, as I say, it's a very strange time. It's a really unsettling start to the year. And if I were the president of Colombia and indeed Mexico, and it seems, you know, as it's back to this spheres of influence that we've discussed before repeatedly on the show, and as Cal said, the Monroe Doctrine, which, you know, FDR categorically renounced, you know, back in 1945.
Just explain what that is, the Monroe Doctrine, for those who are not into their history.
Okay, so it's basically where Trump has reverted to this, where he's saying there are spheres of influence, and basically, you know, South Central America and this whole area, the West, is our sphere of influence. We can do whatever the hell we want in our backyard. It's our backyard, and we can muddy it up as much as we want. And China, you can do whatever the hell you want over in your corner of the world, and likewise with Russia. So it's like, basically, it would give carte blanche to, for example, Putin to have gone into Ukraine and, you know, taken out Zelensky, assassinate him if he so wanted, on the basis that he was a threat to Russia's best interests, which is what Putin has been saying all along.
Well,
and it would be very interesting to me now to see if China sees this as carte blanche to say, well, you know what, we've said that Taiwan is not, you know, its democracy isn't in our interests for decades, and we weren't allowed to do anything. So now you're going, if you want to take out the leader of Venezuela, we have no problem taking out the leader of Taiwan on the same sort of specious charges.
That's something we might come back to tomorrow evening. We're going to leave it there for now. Thank you very much, Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.